I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We got a lot to talk about as the Blackhawks get ready to prepare for their tough matchup against the Boston Bruins later on tonight. It's going to be a really tough matchup with that one. But prior to the game, we got a lot of news to catch you up on. There's been some moves that the Blackhawks has made. They have a new signing, by the way, and there's more injuries that's piling up for the Blackhawks as we go on with the end of this season. Now, let's first talk about morning skate that happened on Monday for this team right now. Now, some injuries and noticeable things did take place right now. One was that you saw Reese Johnson in a non-contact jersey, so that's kind of something to see. And we did see Alex Stalock. He was participating, so that was also interesting to see at morning skate. Another thing that was key to there, that Connor Murphy was on the ice after missing two games due to personal reasons, so it was good to see him back on the ice as well. Now, one person you did not see on there was Cole Gutman. He was not at practice, and everybody was wondering what was going on with Cole Gutman. Where is he at? Why is he not playing? What is happening with this team? So we found out the Blackhawks are shutting down Cole Gutman for the rest of the season because of a shoulder injury. He's now on his way to Los Angeles to get the procedure done. He's expected to be ready for training camp next season. Now, this is a tough loss because he's one of the more promising players that you kind of like on this team for the Blackhawks right now, and having him out right now is kind of major right now. So with him missing now the remaining of the season due to an injury that he actually suffered back in November. So according to head coach Luke Richardson, Gutman could continue playing with the injury up to a certain point, and then he's decided, like, you know what, I'm going to get the surgery so I can be back fully healthy in time for the rest of this season, which does make sense. Maybe he talked to the team. Maybe they was like, hey, this is probably the best decision for you so we can be full health ready for next season. So, like I said, he played to it up to the Saturday that he played when they played the Lightning right now. Now, he's a rookie forward. He ended his season unfortunate time, but he was riding a 3-game point streak. So this man was on a point streak with an injured shoulder. So this shows you how tough he is. Now, Gutman's minutes has steadily climbed through the month. On Friday, Gutman saw almost close to 18 minutes of ice time, exactly a 17.55. It was a season high for the 23-year-old who broke into the NHL just a month ago. Remember, we was talking about this guy for a moment, and he was slowly making progress for this team. He's considered a reason to watch this team right now. It's him, Taylor Radish right now. You got Seth Jones, Tyler Johnson. There's so many more right now on this team that I think Alex Stalock. There's a bunch of players that I like on this team that you should like. Another thing that was interesting was Petr Mrazek. He also left practice. He got hurt as well. It found out that it looked like he took a puck to the neck, and he's in serious pain. He's sitting on the bench, so he kind of left practice a little early, so he left out injured, which was key. I mean, good thing Alex Stalock is back, because if you didn't have Stalock back, it would have been even tougher for this team right now because of the fact that, you know, what was your goaltending situation? You know what I'm saying? You got Hudobin, but, like, who else do you really have right now? So you kind of need these players right now. So with him being hurt, the injuries tend to mound for the Blackhawks. Now, another update pretty much was, where's Jonathan Toews? You know, they did ask the coach about Jonathan Toews. He's like, he's still working out off the ice, apparently, but there is no timetable for his return. Luke Richardson, after practice, was quoted on tape saying he's still in that first step of just gym workouts. Unfortunately, it hasn't progressed to the ice. We don't have a timetable on that. That was his quote, you know, after practice on Jonathan Toews. So that's kind of interesting to find out about this team, to see what's going on with him. So, you know, I did think we was going to see Jonathan Toews, and I think we still might. Maybe he'll just get out there and give a wave on the final game or the final home game for the Blackhawks. I thought we would see him on the ice, but look like, you know, it's been like a few weeks now and nothing has progressed with Jonathan Toews. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen with him in that one. Now, with these injuries right now and the stuff that's been happening of late, the Blackhawks did make some moves that has to be noticed right now. Now, with Cole Gutman out, and they had some other injured players right now for the Blackhawks. Remember, this stuff been piling up all this week. The Blackhawks did decide to recall Mike Hartman and Buddy Robinson from the Rockford Ice Halls of the American Hockey League. Now, Mike Hartman is 24 years old. He has skated in 49 contests with the Rockford Ice Hogs during the 2022-2023 season, recording 16 points. Of those 16 points, 4 were goals and 12 were assists. Now, Robinson, on the other hand, is 31, a little bit older. He made his Blackhawks debut this season. It was October 12th versus the Colorado Avalanche, and he posted 19 points, 9 were goals, 10 were assists in 45 games with the Rockford Ice Hogs this season. So these are two little minor moves right now just to see what these players can do. So that's going to be very interesting to see what they're going to do with them and how they're going to progress through the remaining of this season. Now, the Blackhawks weren't just done quite yet. They decided to make some more moves by signing Ryder Rolston to an entry-level contract right now. The Blackhawks announced on Monday that the team has agreed to terms with forward Ryder Rolston on a 3-year entry-level contract that runs through the 2025-2026 season. Now, his salary is going to be based around $895,000. There will be a cap hit there. Rolston will report to the Rockford Ice Halls of the American Hockey League. Now, Rolston is 21 years old. He'd appeared in 27 games with the University of Notre Dame during the 2022-2023 season. Now, during that season, he managed to score about 20 points. 7 were goals, 13 were assists. His 7 goals and 20 points ranked 3rd on the team, while his 13 assists shares 3rd best among all Fighting Irish skaters. Now, this guy is a Boston, Massachusetts native. He has dressed in about 93 collegiate games with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish from his 2020 to 2023 season, totaling a total of 53 points, 18 were goals, 35 were assists. And during his sophomore season, which was his highlight, I feel, in this 2021-2022 season, he tallied a career high in goals, which was 10, assists, 17, and points, which came out to 27. Now, prior to his collegiate career, the 6'2", 195-pound skated in 42 games in the USHL with the Waterloo Blackhawks, registering 33 points, 16 were goals, 17 were assists. He competed in 106 games with the U.S. National Team Developmental Program from 2017 and 2019, totaling 70 points, 46 of those were goals, 24 of those were assists. He's also, here's a little interesting note, he's the son of former NHL and Stanley Cup champion Brian Rolston. So this guy has that NHL hockey bloodline in him. I think he'll be a good player. We'll see what he do with the Rockford Ice Hawks, and who knows, maybe next season, maybe he'll get called up. Knowing the Blackhawks, man, they sign people right away, sign them to the Rockford Ice Hawks, and then they bring them in. So who knows, maybe he'll play a little bit towards the end of the season. We'll see. But congratulations to Ryder Rolston. All right, the one thing we definitely got to talk about right now is their upcoming matchup with the Boston Bruins. I already said this is going to be a tough matchup overall. Boston is definitely, I feel, one of the best teams in the NHL overall. They have the best record. They're number one right now in the Eastern Conference right now. They have the most points in the NHL right now. They was riding a great winning streak. They just recently came off a loss now. But after 65 games, they are 50-10-5, 105 points. I mean, this team is the only one that already clinched a playoff spot in the NHL. They are right now, you can say, the Stanley Cup favorites to win the championship this year. So with that being said, the Blackhawks being one of the worst teams, playing one of the better teams in the NHL, this is definitely going to be a tough one. They'll probably be huge underdogs in this game. I'm very shocked to see what the lines would be for this game too as well. I think this is going to be like a record-setting, like, hugest underdogs ever. I remember prior to the show, we talked about that when they was playing Toronto. I think this one might be around that same range for the Chicago Blackhawks. But to get back to it right now, like I said, they're first in the Atlantic Division right now. They're overall second overall in the NHL in points scored per game. They're first overall in goals against right now, only allowing 2.14. I mean, they're 10th in power plays, first in penalty kills. I mean, second in team faceoff percentage. I mean, this team is just everything that you would want in a Stanley Cup type of team. This is what you mold yourself after. Now, let's give some love to the Blackhawks right now. One player we're definitely going to be checking out right here is Seth Jones right now. He is one of their leading scorers right now with 10 goals and 21 assists right now. And we also got to give some love to Taylor Radish right now, who has 17 goals and 13 assists. And he's been on a tear of late with his goal on Saturday against Tampa Bay, the Blackhawks forward. Taylor Radish has now had around 3 goals and 1 assist in 3 straight games. This is his 4th time this season that Radish has scored and recorded points in 3 or more consecutive games. He leads the Blackhawks with a career high in goals this season. So very good for him. And I did mention Seth Jones right now. He's their leading scorer, but he's also one of their main players when it comes to ice time right now. I mean, he pretty much led all skaters against the last game against the Lightning. But right now he has the 5th most ice time that Jones has recorded this season. He currently ranks 11th. Amongst all NHL skaters in that category. So it looks really good for Seth Jones. So in order to win this game, man, you really got to score a lot of goals against this team. If you can really, you know, stop this team from scoring, their second overall when it comes to points per game, if you can knock them down to 2 and you can get 3 goals, but this is going to be overall tough, especially with this young team right now. Maybe they don't know too much about this team, and maybe the Boston Bruins will take them lightly. But we'll see, man. It's going to be a very interesting matchup to see. This is going to be a tough matchup if they can come through with a win in this game. But we're going to recap this game, break it all down in the next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. This right now, we're going to close it out here right now. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. Until next time, man, this has been a great episode. Catching you up right here on Full Press Blackhawks.